بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. At the beginning, sisters, we need to remember that we are living, we are learning in details about Allah's decree, because it is the most effective way to control our life stresses and anxiety. Stress in life, actually, stress is part of our life. Okay, and the stress causes mental and spiritual, pressure, mental and spiritual pressure, which causes the anxiety. 70-90% of the primary care visits in America are patients complaining of anxiety. Okay, accordingly, inshallah, after learning about the rules of Allah's decree, we will clarify the link between the belief in Allah's decree and the control of anxiety. Okay, today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the four aspects of the belief in Allah's decree, Al-Qadr. We already learned about the first three aspects of the belief in Allah's decree. What are these three aspects? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the first three aspects of the belief in Allah's decree, number one, knowledge. That is to say, Allah's knowledge. Allah knows everything from eternity to eternity. Number two, writing. Allah wrote everything in the book of decree 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Number three, will. Allah is the one who has the will, which controls everything in the heavens and the earth. Inshallah, today we will learn about the fourth aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is creation. Creation means all things that happen are created by Allah in their essence, attributes, and their movements. Okay? So Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the creator of the human beings and also of their actions. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You must believe that Allah is the creator of all things, including people's actions. Okay, we will have the proof from the verses of the Holy Quran, and we will start by recitation from Surah number 52, verse number 2. Allah, sisters, we will recite from Surah number 25, Surah Al-Furqan. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite 1, 2, and 3, so that the meaning will be clear to all of us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا واتخذوا من دونه إلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا.
صدق الله.
Blessed is he who sent down the criterion upon his servant, that he may be to the worlds a warner. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and who has not taken a son, and has not had a partner in dominion, and has created each thing and determined it with determination. But they have taken besides him gods which create nothing, while they are created and possess not for themselves any harm or benefit, and possess not power to cause death or life or resurrection.
So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying in this verse of the Quran, these verses, especially in verse number 3, that Allah is the one who created everything, other than Allah creates nothing. Okay? And also, Allah is the one who can, the benefit and the harm is only up to Allah, and the death and the life and the resurrection is only up to Allah. So this means that Allah is the creator of everything, only Allah is the only creator of everything. You must believe in this, as this is the fourth aspect of the belief in Allah's decree. Now we will recite from surah number 39, surah Az-Zumar, verse number 62. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To know clearly that Allah is the creator of everything and Allah is over all the things.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. صدق.
Allah is the creator of all things, and He is over all things, disposer of affairs.
Actually, sister, in this verse of the Quran, Allah is clarifying very simply that who is the creator of all things? Allah is the creator of all things. And so long He is the creator of all things, He is over all things, disposer of affairs. We will recite also about the fact that Allah is the creator of everything from surah number 40, surah Ghafir, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 62. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ذلكم الله ربكم خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون.
That is Allah, your Lord, creator of all things. There is no deity except Him, so how are you deluded?
So actually, sister, this is a verse of the Holy Quran where Allah is again mentioning that Allah is the creator of all things and there is no deity except Allah. Accordingly, as a believers in the oneness of Allah, we must believe that Allah is the creator of everything. So regarding the four aspects of the belief in Allah's decree, they are: number one, the knowledge, Allah knows everything from eternity to eternity. Number two, writing, Allah wrote everything in the book of decree 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Number three, the will, Allah the Almighty, actually everything happens in the heavens and the earth by Allah's will. Number four, creation, Allah is the creator of all things, including people's actions. Okay, so if you believe in these four aspects, you are a believer in Allah's decree, and we will learn in detail about what is the meaning of a believer in Allah's decree in our daily life. But before learning about the application of the belief in Allah's decree in our life, there will be a question: what about the person's free will? If Allah is the one, according to His will, all this life is run. So what about the man's will, human being's will? I have a will or not? This is the question. So the answer is that believing Allah's decree doesn't contradict the idea that a person has free will with regard to actions in which he has free choice. Okay? You don't have a free choice in every action. So regarding the actions which you have free choice in, these actions, you have a free will. For example, you can choose, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whether or not to do things that you are able to do, okay, of the acts of worship or sinful actions. Inshallah, I will clarify to you this fact about the man's free will, but we will recite first from the Holy Quran the proof that human being has free will. So that on the Day of Judgment, I will not say to Allah, "Oh Allah, it was your decree that I will not be following the right path, I will not be practicing Islam, it is not my will, it is your will." No, this is wrong. You have a free will, and you will have the proof that you have a free will. So that on the Day of Judgment, when you will stand in front of Allah, Okay, for judgment, Allah will remind you with these verses of the Quran, which we will recite now, inshallah, the proof that you were having a free will and you are accountable for your actions. Okay, we will recite from Surah number 18, verse number 29. Surah number 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Kahf, the cave, verse number 29.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر.
And say the true Lord, so whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve.
You see, sister, this is the freedom of choice in Islam. Allah doesn't ask any one of us to push any person to become a Muslim. This is not accepted in Islam. Okay? In Islam, Allah said in the Holy Quran, the truth is from your Lord. So whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. So we are supposed not to have any problem with the disbelievers. This is their choice. They have the freedom of choice. Allah, our Lord, gave them the freedom of choice. So long we are believer in Allah, we are believer in the Quran, this is not my problem. This is the problem of every human being. Okay, and this is the choice of every human being. Everyone is free. I am free to become a Muslim, and they are free not to become a Muslim. Okay, and this is actually the proof that in Islam there is the freedom of choice. Because there are some people whom they are under the impression that Muslims are supposed to push other people to become Muslim. This is wrong. This is not the Quran. This is not the Islam. Okay? And we must know these verses of the Quran and mention it to everyone. You are not supposed to push anyone or to force anyone to become a Muslim. This is not accepted in Islam. And this is the proof, the will. Okay? This is the word which we are after it. This is the will. Whoever wills. This means that we have the will. Okay? Every one of us has the will to choose. Okay? This is number one. We will recite now again from Surah number 41, verse number 46. Surah number 41. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The problem is that most of the Muslims, they don't know the Quran. They don't know the verses of the Quran. And they just, you know, do whatever they like. And they cause troubles to everyone. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة نمبر 41 verse number 46.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد.
Whoever does righteousness, it is for his own soul, and whoever does evil, does so against it. And your Lord is not ever unjust to his servants.
So actually, sisters, Allah is clarifying that every one of us has a free will. So if I want to follow the right path, I have a free will. If I want to follow the evil, I have the free will. And Allah, the Almighty, is not ever unjust to his servants. Okay, Allah is not forcing all the people to follow the right path. No, Allah is leaving for us the free will. Okay, and it is up to you. You want to follow the right path, it is for you. You want to follow the wrong path, it is for you. Okay, number three. And again, sisters, Allah is giving us this free will so that we will be accountable for our choice on the day of judgment. Okay, but in this worldly life, you have full freedom. We will recite now again from Surah number 76, verse number 3, so that we will be sure always that, alhamdulillah, we have the free will to choose, and it is up to every one of us. Okay. 76, you can get it for us. 76, can you get it for me? 76, verse number 3.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا.
Indeed, we guided him to the way, be he grateful or be he ungrateful.
So actually, sisters, again, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that Allah showed us the right path or the way of guidance, okay? But it is again up to every one of us. Okay, I can be grateful to Allah all the time, feeling that Allah is showering me with His blessings, so I must obey His commands, I must pray, I must have the good manners, I must represent Islam as the religion of mercy to everyone around me. I have the choice to do this, and I have also the choice not to follow any of the rules, not to thank Allah all the time, to be complaining from Allah's decree. Allah is not giving me what I am looking for. I feel that, you know, I am always oppressed by the laws of Allah, and I am not getting, you know, what I deserve in this worldly life. I will never be grateful to Allah. You have the freedom also to have these feelings, okay, and to act according to your feelings, not to pray, not to fast, not, you have the full freedom. Allah is not forcing anyone to worship Him. Allah is not forcing anyone to follow the right path. Allah is not forcing anyone to be grateful to Him. In spite of the fact that the blessings of Allah are clear to every one of us, but if you want to be ungrateful to Allah, no problem. Okay? So you must feel that how Islam is giving us this freedom of choice. Okay, you are free. There are millions of Muslims. They are not praying. They are not fasting. They are not grateful to Allah. Allah is still providing them, taking care of them. Why? Because in this worldly life, you have the freedom of choice. Okay? Whatever you want to do, you can go ahead and do it. Okay, Allah is not forcing any one of us regarding his actions in the worldly life. We will recite now again regarding, you know, our responsibility towards ourselves. You know, in Islam, you have a responsibility towards yourself. You must take care of yourself. You must guide yourself. You must follow, you know, the rules of Islam regarding having the good manners, okay, regarding being a person who is, you know, a good model of Islam. Alhamdulillah, you have the, you are supposed to choose the right path for the sake of yourself. If you want not to follow the right path, you are free. But who will pay the price? Allah? No. Any other person? No. You will be the one to pay the price. This is the justice of Allah. Okay? It is the same story which you can do it with your kids. You can teach your kids, you know, the good manners. Then you can tell them, after my death, you can do whatever you like. If you will have the good manners, you will be in a good situation in life. You don't want to have the good manners, you will face a lot of troubles in your life. I did my responsibility and I raised you in a good way, but I can't control you. Okay? Allah, the Almighty, He sent for us all the good manners in the Holy Quran. Whoever wants to follow the good manners, Allah will reward him. Whoever doesn't want to follow, okay, Allah will punish him. Okay, we will recite now from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. Verse number 286. Surah number 2, verse number 286. And actually these are the last verses of the whole of Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, the cow. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite 268. Okay, we will continue learning from the verses of the Quran about the man, the free will, from Surah number 36. Surah Yasin, verse number 53 and 54.
53. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 53
and 54. Surah number 53.
إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون.
It will not be but one blast, and at once they are all brought present before us. So today, the day of judgment, no soul will be wronged at all, and you will not be recompensed except for what you used to do.
So you see, sister, this is the reality of the fact that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah, the Almighty, is the just, okay? Accordingly, you will never be wronged at all. Whatever you will be recompensed, it will be what you used to do. So it is your actions which will lead you to the end, okay? Either the paradise, or the hellfire, okay? So your destination is up to your actions. This means that you have a free will, okay? So alhamdulillah, now we learned that the man, every one of us, is having a free will in this worldly life. These verses of the Quran confirm that man has a will and has the ability to do what he wants and not to do what he doesn't want. What is the meaning of this in detail? Okay, in detail, Allah tells us that man believes and does the righteous deeds by his own choice and free will. Then he enters paradise. Or he does evil deeds by his own choice and free will, and he enters the hell. Every person knows in his own heart and by looking at those around him that our deeds, good and evil, obedient and sinful, are done by our choice. You cannot come on the Day of Judgment and say to Allah, "Oh Allah, my husband was the one behind my bad deeds. Okay, I was not an honest wife. I was having a lot of relations outside my marriage because of my husband. So Allah, He is the one who is supposed to pay the price, not me. This is not acceptable on the Day of Judgment. Okay, you have a free will. Okay, if you believe that your husband is pushing you to do something wrong, you have a free will. You must say to him, "No, my husband, I will never do it." Because on the Day of Judgment, okay, I can't say to Allah that you are the one who forced me to do the bad things. Because I believe that I have a free will, because I am a believer in Allah's decree. Okay, this is a very important fact, you know, for every one of us, meaning that there is no excuse. There is no excuse to cheat yourself in the worldly life by saying that I am doing the bad deeds because of my parents. My father is not allowing me to pray, so I am not praying. My husband is telling me, don't fast the month of Ramadan, so I am not fasting. Okay, I will find excuses in the worldly life. When, for example, Sister Ghada will ask me, "Sister Mona, why you are not fasting the month of Ramadan?" Because of my husband. Okay, so Sister Ghada will tell me, okay, what we can do for your husband. Okay, this is not acceptable on the Day of Judgment, because Allah knows that you have a free will. And if you are a believer in Allah's decree, you must believe that you have a free will. So when someone will come and tell you, don't fast the month of Ramadan, don't pray the five prayers, or do any bad thing, you must tell him or her, "I am very sorry. I am a believer in Allah's decree. This means that I have a free will. This means that I am accountable for my deeds, so I am very sorry. I will not do this." Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah is clarifying that we are doing our deeds by our own choice, and we don't feel that there is any force compelling us to do them, the bad deeds. You can curse, lie, backbite, just as you can praise Allah, glorify Him, pray for forgiveness, speak the truth, and give sincere advice. You can walk to the places of falsehood and evil, just as you can walk to the mosque or the places of goodness and obedience. A man can strike with his hand, steal, speak falsehood, and betray, or he can help the needy, do good, and do favors with his hands. Everyone does some of these deeds, and he doesn't feel that he is compelled or forced. Rather, he does them by his own free will. And then he will be called to account for them. If they were good, the consequences will be good. If they are bad, the consequences will be bad. Okay, so every one of us as believers in Islam, you must believe in this fact. You have a free will and you are accountable for every bad deed you do it in the worldly life. And there is no excuse to do bad deeds in Islam. There is no excuse. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now, in our worldly life, practically, okay, what is the relation between Allah's decree and the man's free will? Now I have a free will, but I believe also that everything is controlled by Allah's will. So what is the relation between these two, my will and Allah's will? Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You must believe that. You know, actually, this is a very difficult, part of the belief in Islam. Very critical, okay? It needs you to focus and to believe, okay? Not to discuss much, okay? Everyone knows that he has a will and the ability to do what he wants and not to do what he doesn't want, okay? But again, he is under the will of Allah. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that what Allah has decreed is something that man can't know. And he can't base his deeds on it or use it as an excuse. Okay, what is the meaning of this? Just a minute.
Yeah, this is it's always a difficult concept in that, okay, so we accept Allah's will. Whatever happens to us, is it a disease, a death, loss of life, loss of money. But it's how we react or how we act on it. This is our free choice. Okay,
yes.
You know, are we going to say, okay, I don't want this, then I go and, for example, and do things because I'm angry or
anymore,
I'm sad.
Yes.
Or, yeah, or I just say, you know, or just have the free will to be patient.
Yes.
You know, accept Allah's decree.
Yes.
You know, praise Allah and, you know, ask for forgiveness and patience. And,
yes.
But this has always been a very difficult concept to accept. But
yes,
this is the challenge for human
yes.
beings.
And this is, inshallah, what we will learn in full details in these classes. We are still at the beginning of the classes which are related to the belief in Allah's decree and acceptance of what Allah is planning for us or already planned for us. Okay, how can I accept everything? How can I be all the time patient with my life events and having mental peace? We will have a lot of discussion practically. And the questions, for example, why I married that person and I didn't marry that person. There was any choice, there was any possibility that I will not marry that person. I can escape that marriage or escape that job or escape that event. There was any possibility regarding the past or regarding the future. Okay, for example, can I be sure that I will never be sick until I die in my bed? For example, can I be sure that inshallah my kids will be good until I am 70 years old? All these questions, inshallah, we will answer it in details. But still we are at the beginning because it is a difficult topic. You know, the belief in Allah's decree is the most difficult aspect of belief in Islam because it is related to our life events. Okay, you can believe in Allah's messengers very easily, you can believe in Allah's angels very easily, you can believe in Allah's books very easily, but to believe in Allah's decree which is controlling your life and what you like and you don't like is not an easy topic. So inshallah we are trying to move slowly because if you have this belief inshallah you will feel that you are accepting your life, you are living in peace. You are living in peace with yourself, with Allah, with the people around you, you are accepting them, okay, and you try to be positive in your life, not to live the life of anxiety and stress. So actually, again, sister, what Allah has decreed is something that man can't know and he can't base his deeds on it or use it as an excuse. It is also not valid for him to object to his Lord by questioning why he has caused someone to be among the doomed or the blessed. Allah has not wronged the one who is doomed. Rather, he gave him time and ability and freedom of choice. And he sent to him messengers and revealed books to them, and he reminded him and warned him with all kinds of reminders, such as calamities and tests. so that he would repent to him and turn to him. If he chose the path of misguidance and followed the way of criminals, he only harmed himself, and he is the one who has caused his own doom. As Allah said, we will recite now about the man's choice of his way of life according to his free will from Surah number 91, verse number 9 and 10. Surah number 91, verse number 9 and 10.
وقد خاب من دساها.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. غدا, you can start from verse number 7. 7.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها.
جزاك الله.
And by the soul, and he who proportioned it and inspired it with discernment of its wickedness and its righteousness, he has succeeded who purifies it, and he has failed who instills it with corruption.
Actually, sisters, again, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us about the man's free will. Okay, Allah actually is swearing by the soul. Okay, and he who proportioned it. Okay. The one who succeeded in this worldly life is the one who purifies himself. This means that the one who follows the right path, the one who has the good manners, the one who takes care of his responsibilities, the one who is a good model of Islam as a religion of mercy and forgiveness. Okay? The other one who are the losers in Islam, those are the one whom they live the life of corruption in relation to the rules of obeying the commands of Allah, having the good manners, fulfilling my responsibilities, and they were the bad example of Islam. They make people to hate Islam. They make people to be against Islam. These are the people whom they are corrupted, and these are the people whom the hellfire will be their final destination. This is the reality regarding the belief in Islam, and we will recite again now about the man, the free choice and free will from Surah number 3, verse number 117. Surah number 3, verse number 117. Surah number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 117.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مثل ما ينفقون في الحياة الدنيا.
117. Has not the story reached there. Correct verse of Quran which we will recite now is from Surah number 9, verse number 70.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأتهم نبأ الذين من قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود وقوم إبراهيم وأصحاب مدين والمؤتفكات أتتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. صدق الله.
Has there not reached them the news of those before them, the people of Noah and the tribes of Ad and Thamud, and the people of Abraham and the companions dwellers of Madian and the towns overturned? Their messengers came to them with clear proofs, and Allah would never have wronged them, but they were wronging themselves.
Okay. So actually, sister, regarding the free will of the mankind, Allah is clarifying that Allah would never have wronged them, but they were wronging themselves. Okay, this is the responsibility of every one of us regarding himself. Now we will learn the summary of the belief in Allah's decree. These are two important facts. Number one, Allah, the Exalted, is the creator of all things. Nothing happens in the universe except by His will. He knows what is to come, and He decreed all of that and wrote it in the book 50,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth. He is just. and he doesn't wrong anyone in the slightest, because he is independent of his creation and he has no need of them. He is kind and gracious to them constantly. So how he could wrong them? The principle is indicated in Surah number 54, verse number 49. Surah number 54, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 49. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 49. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar.
Indeed, all things we created with predestination.
The second fact regarding the belief in Allah's decree is that man has free will and choice, by means of which he does some things and refrains from others. And he believes or disbelieves, he obeys or disobeys, for which he will be brought to account and rewarded or punished. Although Allah knows what he will do, what he will choose, and what his ultimate destiny will be, but Allah does not compel him to do evil. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rather, Allah clearly showed him the path, and he has sent messengers and revealed books and shown him the right way. So the lesson of this class is that, or the benefit which you learn from this class, sisters, is that Allah the Almighty is the controller of this life. His will is the will which is controlling the heavens and the earth. But still, the man is having a free will, and he will be accountable for his actions, which Allah gave him, you know, the free will to do it. Okay, I don't have the free will to choose my husband. Okay, I can choose and say to myself, I want to marry that person. And then it happens that I am engaged to that person. But if it is not the will of Allah to continue the engagement to the marriage, I will never marry that person. Okay, I will be engaged to him, then I will feel that there are a lot of problems, there are a lot of different points of view, and at the end we left each other. Okay, then I will think it later. Oh Allah, but I was under the impression that this is the best man for me. What happened? We were very good, you know, during the engagement, and I was having a lot of positive feelings towards him. But it is the will of Allah. That man was not chosen for you by Allah. You will not marry him. Inshallah, regarding this very delicate questions, I will, inshallah, over the coming weeks, I will get for you the answer of all these questions from, you know, the scholars whom they are responsible for these areas in Islam, so that inshallah you will be all the time having the acceptance to Allah's decree. Whatever Allah planned for you is inshallah good for you. The man whom you married, inshallah, he is good for you. You must believe that he is good for you, so that you will try to have a good relation with him. Okay, when you believe that this is the choice of Allah, and Allah always chooses for me the good, so I must treat that person in a good way, I must try to have from him, have the best of him, so that inshallah we will continue our life inshallah to the end, because this is Allah's choice for me. For example, if I am looking to have kids, and for example, if I am looking to have a baby boy, and I delivered the first time it was a girl, second time it was a girl, third time it was a girl, this is my situation, okay? And whenever I delivered, my parents would be, you know, looking for the baby boy, okay? And they will call me, oh Mona, what you get, what Allah gives you? I will tell them, as you know, okay, baby girl, all praise to Allah. But alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah in reality. You know, after Allah, out of His mercy, actually taught me about the real belief in Islam, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I am always grateful to Allah for His gifts, because I don't know the future, because I don't know what is good and what is bad for me. I am a believer in Allah, and I believe that Allah always gives us the good. We will continue now, sisters, to learn about the rules of the belief in Allah's decree from the Holy Quran. We will learn 6 or 7 rules. Through these 7 or 6 rules, it will be, inshallah, very easy for you to accept Allah's decree, to be happy with your future, with your present life, to be happy, inshallah, and to have the hope for the future, inshallah, to be a positive human being in your life, inshallah, with everyone around you, because you are accepting all Allah's decree and you are always grateful to Allah. We will start by the first and the most important rule regarding the belief in Allah's decree from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 57, verse number 22 and 23. If we believe in these rules, inshallah, it will be easy for you to accept all Allah's decree, inshallah. And we will never have an anxiety, we will never have stress, we will never feel sad, we will never be depressed, we will be always having the mental peace, the acceptance, and we want to get the benefit of every minute of our life in the right direction, inshallah. Surah number 57, verse number 22 and 23. الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
No disaster strikes upon the earth or among yourselves except that it is in a register. Before we bring it into being, indeed that for Allah is easy. In order that you not despair over what has eluded you and not exult in pride over what He has given you, and Allah does not like everyone self-deluded and boastful.
So actually, sister, the message of this verse of the Quran is that there is nothing that touches you or happens to you, or, for example, sufferings and diseases, but is inscribed in the book of decree before the creation was created and before the start of life. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ordained the means of everything 50,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth. We need to realize that Allah knows all things before they occur, and He records them exactly as they will occur, when they occur, and this is easy for Him. Verily, Allah knows what happened, what will happen, and what didn't happen. So the logic question is, why Allah is informing us that everything is recorded before its creation? Okay? What is the message of this verse of the Quran? The answer is that we must believe that what has met us would never have missed us, and what has missed us would never have met us. Therefore, don't grieve for what you have missed of fortune, because it had been decreed for you. If it had been decreed for you, you would have achieved it. Okay, and also don't rejoice about what Allah has favored you with, because it is not you who earn it. Rather, it is the provision from Allah the Almighty. We will read now one of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will clarify to us, sister, that the decree and the destiny and the fate is up to Allah. Okay, this is the fact which you must believe in. Okay, if you are a believer in Allah, you will accept Allah's decree. Okay, believing that Allah is the one who knows everything, Allah is the one who creates everything, Allah is the most having all the wisdom, okay, the most wise, okay, Allah is the most gracious, Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the most merciful. So long He is the most merciful, so His decree is good for me, because the decree is from the most merciful. So, oh Allah, I am accepting, inshallah. But help me, support me. Sometimes it is difficult. Sometimes life is easy. Events are not going the way I like it. Okay, sometimes I feel lonely. I feel needy. I feel, not in a good shape. I have an anxiety. Oh Allah, help me and support me, but I am accepting. Okay. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, the creation of each one of you is brought together in his mother's womb for 40 days in the form of nutfa, a drop. Actually, in this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning to us about, you know, how the baby is formed inside the mother's womb. Okay? So, number one, the baby will be a drop, which is called in Arabic nutfa, for 40 days after the conception. The first 40 days, if there is a baby, he will be a drop. Then he became a clot of blood for 40 days. Then he will become morsel of flesh for 40 days. This is the first 3 months of pregnancy. Then there is sent to him the angel. Now the angel will be sent to him who blows his soul into him. Now the soul will be blowed in the baby. And because of that, it is mentioned in Islam that during the first 3 months of pregnancy, there was no soul in the baby. Okay, it will be there after 3 months. And then when the angel is blowing the soul with 4 commands coming from Allah, okay, to write down his sustenance, his lifespan, his actions, and whether he is happy or unhappy, while the baby is still 3 months old, okay, inside his mother's womb. Okay, and there is a question here. Maybe the angel, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the command to the angel is that that baby will be a miscarriage after 24 hours. Okay, this is one of the commands which is coming to the baby. That baby, okay, will be a miscarriage. Nobody knows. Okay, all of this happened to every one of us while you were in your mother's womb, okay, at the age of 3 months of pregnancy. So, if I believe that Allah already wrote my sustenance while I am in my mother's womb, while I was still morsel of flesh, okay? Blood clot. I am a blood clot, but my sustenance was written, okay? So why I am supposed to worry about my sustenance? Okay, it is already written, okay? And when I will live in my life, it will come to me. Okay, I will try my best. I will try my best. And I will, inshallah, as a believer in Allah, I will try all the means. I will work. I will work hard. I will study. But how much sustenance I will have, I don't know. But it is already decreed. But it is already decreed for me. Okay, we will answer after. Okay, because, yes, after. Okay, my life span. Okay, my actions and whether I am happy or not. Okay, and actually, sisters, from this hadith, we believe that everything is planned before our birth, so there is no place to worry or to fear because you can't change anything. We just must try to accept. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about the rules of the belief in Allah's destiny from the verses of the Holy Quran, and we will make the dua. رحيم اللهم صل وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, our Lord, we ask you for protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.